Say, well, look, we can get this meat for 60 cents a pound. And the Jews going to process it for us, Brother Imam. All we have to do is come down and say the dua, pronounce the name of God, and they're going to do all the rest. That a Jew is taking the Muslim's economic future. If we tolerate something like that, it's just for a brief moment until we can get ourselves in position to do it all. In fact, I don't even approve of us going into any partnership with the Jews for no halal, no indeed. Jew, he produced products that are kosher, not halal. And I'm sure he didn't ask halal to come and help him make his kosher. So we shouldn't go to him and ask kosher to help us make our halal. Lazy. Honorable Elijah Muhammad said it, and men before him said it. A lazy people. See an opportunity and want somebody else to do everything. You all keep it up. I'm going to publicly declare I'm not one of the African Americans. Say, I've discovered a new race. I'm Basheri. Yeah, I'll tell the world. They never heard of that name before. What do you mean you're a Basheri? I mean I have two shares in life. Bi, B-Y, bi, or B-I means two. Sherries. Say, oh, this man had a race all by himself. That's right. I don't want to be with none of these folks. And then see if I can get me a companion. Start a new race. Yeah, it's pitiful. Pitiful. See the big golden opportunity before you, but it involves work, so you look for the easy route. Say, well, the Jews, they already set up to do this. I can tell you how to do it real quick, brother. Jews already stuff. They can do it. They got the chickens, they bleed them, everything. They hang them up, they go through that. Right. All they want us to do is just say, Bismillah. Now look, being African American, being black in this country, should be a motivation in these circumstances to make us do things for ourselves on our own. And now that hasn't been enough to give us that we need, that pushing, that force, gumption or whatever it is, grit or whatever it is, something missing, I don't know, to give us whatever that power is. We don't even get it from being black. Don't you know that's not the nature of God's creatures? The nature of God's creatures is the more you pressure it, the more you risk setting off its wrath. The more you pressure it, the more you risk firing up its wrath. Defiance. It's going to come against you. The weakest creature will fight back if you pressure it too much. Weakest thing God made on this earth. If you pressure it too much, I've seen little birds try to fight when you threaten it too much. Yes. Praise be to Allah. But here we are, African American, and we came through the process of slavery plantation style, USA. And looked like it took out something that belonged naturally to the human being, and we haven't got it back yet. We're missing something that's naturally belonged to us. We haven't got it back yet. Because we are not acting naturally. Under this pressure, we should rise up to the challenge. Say, hey, I'm singled out because I'm black. For abuses. I'm your toilet. Whenever you get uptight, you come and relieve yourself in my community. Isn't that a fact? of that. Raise up against it. Rise up against it, pardon me. Yes. There's a breaking point. Stopping point. In the nature of the human creature. Or any creature God made. But where is ours? I do believe we are missing something. White man with his high psychology, with his great sciences, he managed to take something out of us that we haven't got back yet. Few of us got it, but it's just a few. Very few. We have to get it back. And when you get it back, you know it. When you get it back, you behave differently. You don't behave like the ordinary African-American or Negro, so-called Negro. You behave differently. You may be sitting in an all-white situation on your job in an office, and nobody there but you. You're the only black there. Everybody else white. And they might have received you, apparently, just like one of their own. Believe me, you are an ostracized black there in that office. You may not know it, but a wise person will come there and they can see. They'll be able to see. Yeah. White man can't escape what his fathers have willed it down to him. No. And though they don't be a part of it by commission, by admission, they are a part of it by going along with it. Yes. They benefit from it. And we suffer it. And all we need to do is just do what nature required the creature to do. Don't go to the trouble for help. That's, you're supposed to go away from the trouble for help. Now you ask any African American in this country, say, what is the trouble of black people? He say, white people. Now you going to white people, you going to the trouble for help? That ain't nature. That's not natural. You're supposed to go away from the trouble for help. Say, are you teaching separation then like your father did? No, no. That kind of separation, man, ain't no help. You getting yourself, locking yourself up in a private room and going through monkey antics, letting off steam and relieving pressure and accepting the same old reality, living with the same old reality, waiting on the mothership to come and take you to a place where you will be free? No, I don't want you to do that. I want you to walk right along, right around the white man. Work side by side with him. And have your own government in your head, separate from his. Be on the battlefield with him. But he has his destiny before his eyes. You have your destiny before your eyes. And if he happened to have yours, say, you a strange white man. Say, assalamu alaikum. Oh, my Lord, this is so good. Praise be to Allah. Yes. Here, God has now put a double pressure on us. To bring us out. Bring us out. Bring what is in us out for our own establishment. And we won't even act right under the second pressure. Say, well, now they black, and that blackness is oppression. Now they are Muslim, and their Islam is oppression. But with their blackness, they go to trouble for help. Now with their Islam, they go to trouble for help. Say, hey, you persecutors of my faith, I heard you can produce halal for me if I just say Bismillah. They say, yes, thank you very much. How many people are going to buy? So, oh, about 100,000. Oh, thank you very much. Praise be to Allah. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Might be only a few of us, but believe me, I'm I got a stopwatch, man. I got a time at which we ain't gonna tolerate the foolishness no more. Right. The race can only go so long, and then you have to stop. We ain't gonna run no more. Yes, we gonna just point to the failures and tell them, get out of here. You go your way, we go out. Yes, that's the only way. The white man has set us up for failure. He has groomed us, raised us, nursed and bred us for failure. So we ain't gonna take all his rubbish along with us. Leave it on him. Let him work with it. Don't take those that's man and woman enough to stand up for Allah's pleasure. Praise be to Allah. Dear beloved people, getting back to the principle of struggle. Surely with difficulty comes the ease. It's repeated twice. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Inna ma'al usri yusra. Twice. Fa'idha faraghta fansab. And when you experience relief, still struggle. To show you ease is not our principle of life. Struggle is our principle of life. Not ease. If ease is your principle of life, you're going to sacrifice life for ease. And life is not ease. Life is trance. Dead things rest. Living things move. Dead things show no resistance. Living things do. Isn't that wonderful? So life has to be firmness. Life has to be strength. Says, and when you experience relief, look for something else as a challenge. Don't relax. That's God's guidance to us. Don't look for easy routes. Look for challenging life, because it is by challenge, meeting challenges, that you progress to society. White man, he's got this great wisdom out of the Quran, and he's applying it up above our heads, securing a place always for his special few, while eliminating the masses. And this ain't nothing but the truth. Yeah. Nothing but the truth. Not even a white man can get angry with me for telling it. Because it's such a shame on him, he can't do nothing but think of the crimes of his own people. Can't even get angry with me. Or with you, if you tell him. That's right. Praise be to Allah. Not that he's alone. These crooked rulers of nations are all over the planet. Don't think we're just picking on America. No, America in many ways is much better than some of these other nations. Oh, yes. But I think America is the most hypocritical. I do. I think it's the most hypocritical of nations on the face of this earth. Because it shows, look how beautiful Easter season, Christmas season is. Look how beautiful Easter season is. And most of the crimes are being committed right now. But in the air, it's so sweet. Excuse me. The air is so sweet and innocent. And they just robbing the poor blind. A country that has the most sentimental theology. Talking about Western nations, Christianity, Christian nations. They have the most sentimental theology. But have a record for being the cruelest in their treatment of human beings. That's a fact. In fact, America got so cruel, made England. Throw up. England couldn't stomach it. Good God. See, we thought we were terrible. Look at our children. Whoa! God. Can't stomach what they're doing over there to those blacks. So Europe, even before America, declared freedom. Freed the slaves. Because they couldn't stomach what America was doing over here to their slaves. And America was the most fanatical at that time in Christianity. Is that not a fact? Fact. Europe was more sober in its church life than America was. America was fanatical in its church life. And at the same time, its treatment of the black was brutal and inhuman, insane, during the same period. Now, you folks who belong to the victims of this, like I do, my great-grandmother was a part of that, in that. My great-great-grandfather was in that. My grandfather just escaped it by a few years. Now, you folks who are with us, victims like our ancestors were, and you descended from those ancestors, how in the world can you all hear this kind of teaching and walk away and still give your allegiance to the people that made all the trouble for your ancestors and for you? I don't know how you can do that. Now, you know, and I believe I'm a scientist. I believe God has blessed me to be a scientist. And I don't study just emotions, problems from an emotional standpoint, from an emotional situation. No, I study problems in the light of science. And I have figured out why the white man behaves like he does. That was easy. I got that answer. That's because no intelligent, free person can stomach another people worshiping them and depending on them for everything that they need. It makes you hate that person. Even if that person is from your own loins, if it's your own baby, you will hate that baby that just depends on you for everything. Have no judgment of his own. Show no independent sense. And yet all the time, what to do with the chalk? What is the paper for? That's okay when you just come here as a baby. Are you 50 years old? What is it? Should I eat this? Hungry in hell. Should I eat this? That's how we do. That's the way we relate to the white man. Hungry in hell for a little break in life. Washington? Should we? These Arabs, aren't they? Arabs. These black Arabs, aren't they? They're supposed to hate you. Yes. Supposed to hate you. See, during slavery time, actually, the white man didn't hate you. White man loved you. He just had no respect for you. It was after slavery. It was freedom that brought a situation about that started them to hating blacks. Isn't that a fact? They used to beat us terribly in slavery, no doubt. But they beat us terribly like a immature moron parent. It wasn't because they hated us, because they just didn't have the sense to respect another human vessel. They thought that if you didn't have their culture, you were an animal, even though you walked in man's image. And that they had the power of God on their side to treat you like that, because you were an animal. You didn't have that culture in your mind, so you were an animal, though you walked in man's image. That's what their reasoning was. And many times, it'd be such love between. What is this show they got on TV now? This fat woman. She's pretty, too. Fat woman. She's in the white household. Give me a break. Is that it? That ain't the break I want. I sure don't want that break. A break just to act independent in a totally dependent situation. That's her break. If you're talking about what I'm talking about, she's stout and nice looking. And she disciplines the children, the white children. And she has a position almost like the wife of the white man, but she's not. That's it? That's a double insult. calling it Give Me a Break. You know what they're saying? That all black people want is an opportunity to be subservient to whites, but act independent. So you don't have to get them. They ain't serious about no real independence. They just want the freedom to act independent in a white man's graces. That's what they're saying. I don't know why I'm holding you long like this. I know it's cold outside. Subconsciously, I think I don't want to go out there. Because I prepared a 20-minute khutbah, and the time's gone a long time ago. So let me get control of myself. Praise be to Allah. But let me say this about the media. Look at us on the media today. And it will show you that as far as the white man is concerned, you are just as inferior in his eyes today as you were back there when Mantan Martin was on television. One program, Give Me a Break. We mentioned it. Look at the role of the black in that. Another one, Sanford and Son, Junk Man. Another one, who's this guy? He seems to be dignified. Jefferson. Benson. He seems to be dignified. But look at him. He's isolated from his own. He's nothing but a factor for the white man's glory. Study what they're saying, and you will see their opinion of us. Look at the youngster they got on there. One youngster they had, now they got another youngster. The first youngster they had, what was his name? Gary Coleman. He had a problem. He can't grow. So he's got the white people as his guardian because he can't grow. He'll never reach the body of a full-grown man. Now they got a second one. He has the same problem. He doesn't grow. They're trying to tell you how they think about you. See, they are not morally strong enough to tell the African-American people what their needs are after we freed you. Say, look, we took you from Africa, we took you from a country, we took you from a people, we took you from a land, we took you from a language, we took you from a culture. Even though it was inferior, or maybe it was equal, or maybe it was beneath or between, we took you from something of identity. And now we have you here. And now you're in our world, you're completely cut off from the past. Except for wild imaginations, wild thoughts you may have. You have no direct route back to your ancestry, to the life that you lived before you came here. You understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. Black studies is no answer. Okay, and getting on a boat or something going to Africa is no answer. No. It's not done that way. Praise be to Allah. Now, so they don't have the moral courage, they don't have the moral strength to tell you the truth. But this heavy burden is on their hearts, and this heavy reality is in their conscience. They have to express it. If they don't express it in some way, they'll burst their body open from the inside. Too much to keep inside and not express it in some form. So they express it in an art form. They tell you through the art what we think of you. That's right. That's right. Time for us to get together and be serious. No play. Cut out all this old foolishness. Get together to be happy. All we want is feel good. Don't you know every time you come together as black people to solve your problem and you have in mind that you're going to be happy and you come there for the spirit of the occasion so you can be happy? If that's what's moving you, if that's what's driving you, don't you know your coming together is just like the wine head going to the corner store to get a bottle of liquor? Or the dope addict that's going to get a shot in his vein? Yes, your coming together is the same. You ain't coming together to change the reality. You coming together to feel good. In fact, that's what Allah's word points to more than anything else. Not to the physical intoxicant, as much as to the spiritual intoxicant. Because the physical one is just a sign of what will happen to you spiritually. If you seek the easy way out.